Latter-day Saint Voices, pressing forward through the plateaus. Outdoor activities, such as hiking, cycling, and skiing, are a big part of my life. Recently, it struck me how similar our time on Earth is to the time I dedicate to outdoor fitness. I tend to focus on building my stamina and skills in one activity for a time or season. Then by choice, chance, or invitation, I switch to another. No matter how fit and confident I feel in a type of fitness, though, upon switching to a new enterprise, I find myself winded, falling short, and feeling muscles I've never felt before. Then I settle into the new type of fitness and rebuild the necessary endurance and skills. Similarly, in life, we tend to become focused on certain habits. We become comfortable. Then by choice, chance, or invitation, our plateau of comfort and ease becomes a period of challenge and opportunity for growth. Tackling life's challenges can be a daunting task. Nephi encourages us, saying, "Press forward with a steadfastness in Christ, having a perfect brightness of hope, and a love of God and of all men. Wherefore, if ye shall press forward, feasting upon the word of Christ, and endure to the end, behold, thus saith the Father, ye shall have eternal life." 2 Nephi chapter 31, verse 20. Occasionally I wonder how nice it might have been to have remained indefinitely in the premortal existence, listening to Heavenly Father simply tell us about His great plan of happiness. However, our progression required a classroom, Earth, where we could experience mortality for ourselves. Over the years, I have testified of the truthfulness and need for Heavenly Father's plan. New opportunities and sometimes painful experiences have embedded this teaching into my soul. We seem to learn gospel truths in layers, revisiting the same subjects again and again. I sometimes find myself asking, how much deeper are we going to go here? Or, like fitness, how many other muscle groups do I still need to train? Still, as the seasons of life change and challenges vary, I know that the Lord will provide me with the experiences I need. And as I press forward, I will learn to become more like Him and return to His presence. Christopher Drake, California, USA.
This time, I acted. I buckled my daughter into the well-worn car seat. Our budget was tight, so I was grateful for the recent hand-me-down. It served as a booster seat since my daughter had outgrown her previous car seat. I looked forward to running errands on that beautiful day. We pulled into our first stop, the library. As I unstrapped my daughter, I noticed a young Hispanic woman parked next to us. A baby, unable to fully support himself, sat directly on the back seat, hunched into a little ball. The young mother struggled to cinch the seatbelt tight enough for his small form. I had two thoughts. She doesn't have a car seat for her baby. I could give her mine. And then I talked myself out of it. She probably doesn't speak English. I might offend her. My car seat is awfully worn. Maybe she wouldn't want it. If she did, how would I replace it? So I did nothing. She slipped into the driver's seat and drove away. Before I reached the library doors, regret engulfed me. I knew I had made the wrong choice, and there was no way to undo it. I pulled on the doors, but they didn't budge. The library hadn't opened yet. I spent the rest of my errand run endlessly replaying the scene, haunted by the fact that I had done nothing. After my last errand, I decided to try the library again. I pulled into the same parking spot as before. To my surprise, I saw the same mother and son parked beside me again. An immense burden lifted from my heart. This time, I acted without hesitation. I unbuckled my child's car seat and approached the young mother. She didn't speak English. With gestures, I pointed to her baby and the car seat and her car. Together, we buckled the car seat in the car. As I showed her how to use it, I realized I already knew the only Spanish I needed to know. Gracias. My heart overflowed with gratitude to a merciful Heavenly Father for giving me a second chance to help a sister in need. I added one final errand to the list, a nearby thrift store. I buckled in my daughter and drove carefully to the store. In the back corner of the shop, sitting on the floor, was a car seat, identical to the one I had just given away and just as worn. I purchased it, awed and humbled at the morning sequence of events. Through the Savior's gentle but effective teaching, the lesson had been planted deep into my heart. Follow the promptings of the Holy Ghost the first time. Teresa Weaver, Texas, USA.
My unseen investigator. I was blessed with wonderful parents. My mother was a member of the church, and although my father wasn't, he still supported us in our church activities. Growing up, I prayed daily that my father would join the church. When I received my patriarchal blessing at age 16, I was promised that I would be an influence in helping my father join the church. I talked with him about the things I learned in seminary. I told him about the scriptures that state that it is necessary to be baptized and confirmed to enter the kingdom of God. Tearfully, I told him about the blessings of the temple that would make it possible for us to be together forever. I attended a small school in Arizona, USA. I had wonderful friends during high school, even though I was the only church member in my class. At the time, President David O. McKay was the prophet. We often heard his counsel for every member to be a missionary. One summer, my sister Marilyn and I invited some friends to take the missionary lessons. They took two lessons and were no longer interested. We were disappointed, but it didn't end our friendships. I went to college at the end of that summer. During spring semester, I received a letter from my dad. He wrote, "It is my greatest privilege to be the head of a household of wonderful girls. Because of all of your strong testimonies of the gospel and the meetings and interest in other young people last summer, I really started getting interested in the church. While I was outside the house painting, and you and the kids were inside holding those meetings, I was convinced I had been on the outside looking in long enough. I have thanked Heavenly Father many times for your mother and the fact that she was brought up in the church and for the way she has brought up you girls." My father was soon baptized, and a year later, our family was sealed for time and eternity in the Mesa, Arizona temple. Even though none of our friends joined the church, the most important person in our lives did. We never know how we will be blessed when we follow the counsel of the prophet. Diane Mitchell Call, Arizona, USA.
Seeking Etienne. A few weeks before leaving to serve a full-time mission, I went to visit the home of an old friend who is not a member of the church. I intended to stay for just a few minutes, but due to a heavy rainstorm, I had to stay longer than anticipated. So my friend, his mother, and I sat down and began to talk about the church and my upcoming mission. I explained that I might be assigned to serve in cities such as Rio de Janeiro, Belo Horizonte, or Brasilia. For some reason, my friend's mother decided to give me the address of her sister, who lived in a town near Rio de Janeiro. She said that I should go and visit her if I were ever sent there. I left for my mission on July 7, 1982. I served in many different cities, including one near the place my friend's aunt lived. I thought about visiting her, but her home was not in my area. I didn't tell the missionaries assigned to that area about her because I was still hoping I would be able to go myself. At that time, missionaries served for 18 months. The time passed without seeing my friend's aunt and her family. Years later, while attending a ward social, I happened to see my non-member friend. I learned that he had been invited by one of his relatives, an aunt named Etienne, who had recently been baptized into the church. I then found out that Aunt Etienne had just moved into our ward from the state of Rio de Janeiro. I quickly came to love his Aunt Etienne, and we loved to talk together about our memories of Rio de Janeiro. To my embarrassment, I learned that she was the same woman I wanted to visit during my mission. She had been baptized only recently, after the unexpected death of her husband. Fortunately, she has forgiven me for not encouraging other missionaries to visit her. However, she was disappointed over the time she lost while she was not enjoying the blessings of the gospel. Regrets such as these are not felt just by returned missionaries, but may also come to all of us if we neglect to heed the promptings of the Spirit, whether that means inviting friends to come to a church activity or giving a referral to the missionaries. Let us go to the Lord and ask for inspiration. He will speak to us by the still small voice of the Spirit. He will give us the help we need to do missionary work with dedication and love. Elson Carlos Ferreira Paraná, Brazil.
End of Latter-day Saint Voices for September 2016. Read by Wes Nelson, Shauna Thompson, Jane Wise, and Scott Christopher.